the last 10 seconds of life by crashing down on the crosswalk. And the pain was enough to make it shine for bullets, reflex, and red. My speed and then it really laid into me. Friday night in our basement. You said I lied to her.
Well, that was Mark Ronson's new album. That is called Version, and it's out now in stores. It's excellent. Mark Ronson, of course, he produced Amy Winehouse's album, Back to Black, which is, of course, fantastic. But he's also the brother of famous lesbian DJ Samantha Ronson, who was allegedly sleeping with Lindsay Lohan. So the things you learn with the radio. You are, of course, listening to Mondo Trash Show with Maxwell Maxwell, only on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Or maybe you're listening online through the wonders of the interwebs at www.citr.ca, where it's always free, it's always live, and it is always streaming with some music. Of course, we've got this podcast thing going on now. So you can download the show and listen to it on your own sweet time. But of course, it's always better to listen live just in case we're giving away free stuff if you want to win. So anyways, you are, of course, as always, free to call in. I know a lot of listeners are really excited about Britney Spears. We'll get to Britney Spears in a few minutes. But if you have anything to say on the topic, I would like you to pick up your phone and call into the studio 604-822-2487. If you want to talk about Britney, if you want to talk about anything else, the number is 604-822-CITR, or of course, you could always reach us at the Mondo Trasho, I don't know, even know what to call it, the internet line, I guess. All you have to do is log into Microsoft, the MSN Messenger, and add MaxwellSquared at hotmail.com as a contact. And then you can talk to me, Maxwell Maxwell, live on the air via MSN. And we have some people online already. So we are going to play some music right now. But if you have anything to say about anything, or if you just want to request a song, that number is 604 822-2487, and that MSN contact is Maxwell Squared, all one word, at hotmail.com. So here's some Kylie for you.
So wonderful. Work it, 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 work it up in the middle of the club and get pissed. Throw your hands up if you wanna get rich. If you feel how I feel, say fuck that shit, nigga. Bounce back and forth when you hear this. Jump up in the middle of the club and get pissed. Throw your hands up if you wanna get rich. If you feel how I feel, say fuck that shit, nigga.
or book, you might just say, I had fun, just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Blast your friends of CITR.
If you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun, just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Blast your friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
All right. Wow. This is, you're back on the air. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Online, www.citr.ca. We have some rad pimping music going out there to all my homies in the ghetto. By the ghetto, I mean Kits, because Kits is kind of ghetto. You know, people don't give Kits enough credit for being really a rough place to grow up. I saw a lot of junkies in Kits, and I think that's weird when you combine yuppies and junkies. But it's kind of what we have back home. Anyways, I think we're going to play an old song that I enjoy. We're going to play a Girl Talk remix of a great song by Peter, Bjorn, and John. Here it is. Let's Call It Off, only on Mondo Trasho with your host Maxwell Maxwell. For those of you who are curious, the song I played before this was Miss You Someone by Cloetta Paris. There you go, Peter, Bjorn, and John. Crank it.
You decided to knock on my door. Yes, I know it was late. We were greeting the sun before long. And you live with someone, I live with somebody too. Leave it there for safekeeping. Custom, come down. On the walls of the day, in the shade of the sun, we rode down. Another vision of us. We were the challengers of the unknown. Be safe, you say. Whatever the mess you are, you're mine. Okay. That is the custom. I'm down.
Yeah.
Listening to Mondo Chat Show with Maxwell Maxwell. Only 20 minutes left. And send in your birthday cards. Because next week, our intern Matt is having his birthday. How old are you
going to
be?
I am going to be 20. I'm the intern?
Yeah, I like to say intern.
Can I be like the sometimes co-host?
Intern
works
better.
I figure I come on here often enough that...
I know. You come on often enough to be...
I probably really annoy you, actually, by doing this all the time.
No, I like to have an intern. I like to say intern. It makes me feel important.
All right, fair enough.
A little important.
Anyway, I'm turning 20.
He's turning 20. All right, so folks.
I feel old.
Let's get him some cards. If you want to write a card, it can be as obscene as you want.
Absolutely no restrictions whatsoever.
Absolutely
I am
no
that desperate for birthday greetings right now.
You can write him and you can tell him whatever you want to do to him. And he's young and supple.
I'm old.
You're almost 20.
I'm old.
Anyways, so 233.
Wait, we need to.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna give him the
mailing address, obviously.
Mailing address for CITR.
To CITR or to my box, and then I'll bring them over.
I think just CITR. We're going to give them the mailing address to CITR.
But I don't have an address at CITR.
No, they'll send them to my box. You don't want these people knowing where you live, Matt.
I just have the box, though. It doesn't actually tell me where I live.
They'll stalk you. So send in the cards.
Well, then they're going to stalk you, aren't they?
Yeah, but this is just, I'm only here like once a week.
Okay.
There's security here. Anyways, so CITR Radio.
Fine.
Care of Maxwell Maxwell.
You should probably put some sort of forward on it or something so that you know what it is.
No, just send me. I open all my mail. Send it to CITR Radio, Care of Maxwell Maxwell, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1 Canada. You know, the Z is a really funny letter.
Yeah, I've just got the whole discrepancy with the Z and Z.
Z, 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 Z,
Z.
Z sounds better.
No, it doesn't.
Z, 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 Z.
Stop it. You're killing my ears, fucker. I'm not listening anymore.
Z. It's fun to say Z.
Fuck, I hate you so much sometimes. It's just...
Let's have some listeners call in. You know, nobody's called in so far. I think they only really do it when we have stuff to give away. And frankly, we don't have anything to give away.
We had a few call-ins last time I was on with that whole two girls, one cup thing that generated a few calls. Maybe we have to do something really raunchy like that, and that'll spur a couple
reactions. Have the listeners call in. You know, we're sexy.
Send birthday greetings to me via audio. Why not?
Why don't you call in and offer us... why don't you call in and tell us what we would have to do in order to earn $100 from you.
Okay, yeah, all right.
The line is 604-822-2487. And if there's a good proposal, I might take you up on it. All right, so let's talk about Britney Spears. Have you heard about the whole Britney Spears thing?
I've heard something about her being institutionalized or something
yes.
like that.
Britney Spears is a danger to herself and others, y'all. Because Britney Spears...
I don't care, but okay.
Okay, you don't care? Fine. You don't get a microphone then. I cut his mic. That's fun. It's
You're
you know
so
it's,
mean.
It's a godlike. It's almost a godlike power.
Fucking hate you.
All right.
Oh, I'm back.
He's back. Okay.
I'm back.
He's back. Okay, so Britney Spears. So she holed herself up in her mansion. She locked herself in with the babies. She was ordered to surrender the babies to Kevin Federline because he is such a better parent.
Didn't Dr. Phil, give her some sort of assessment or something like that?
Phil
I don't know.
Dr. Phil gave her an assessment. It was crazy. Anyway, so she locks herself up with her babies. Police come in. She is dragged from her house, strapped to a gurney, laughing hysterically all the way, and she's taken off to Cedar Sinai, where she is a special needs patient. That's when a patient is crazy or suicidal. And she's placed under suicide watch for at least 72 hours. She's stripped of custody rights, and I laugh and laugh and laugh because, you know, Schadenfreude is sweetest when it's all about celebrities. God, I love Britney Spears.
I'm just glad that she's finally, you know, in decline.
Oh, yeah. No, she's been in decline for years.
Well, but, you know, now she's hitting rock bottom, like real rock bottom, as opposed to the rock bottom of earlier months.
As opposed to the celebrity rock bottom, you know, because celebrity rock bottom is...
Whatever that,
like,
what was it, the
you
Grammys?
Know, you go to
and she was looking all bloated and gross. That sort of rock bottom, you know,
but
even lower
even
than that.
But rock bottom, because she wasn't looking that bad.
She was
Grammys.
Looking gross.
She
was
wasn't
disgusting.
Looking bad. She shouldn't have worn a bikini in front of a million people. But, like, face it, you know, Britney Spears was in...
She just looked, like, completely out of it, too. It was just like...
She was out of it, yeah. But, like, as for her shape, you know, I think people are really misogynistic about female celebrities. Because, like, Britney Spears, she's in better shape than, like, 99% of the people I know.
I still thought it was pretty pathetic looking, really.
She looked bad, you know, but mostly because she shouldn't have been wearing that stupid skanky outfit.
Well, what else is she going to wear? She's Britney Spears.
She was supposed to wear this sequined top, and she basically just took off the top, and she had a sequined bra on instead.
Because she's crazy, so now we're back to where we were before.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Full circle.
Ken Favre was supposed to do her hair, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so birthday cards... You turn 20 on the 17th of this month, don't you? So birthday cards have to get in ASAP to Maxwell Maxwell, CITR Radio.
I still think that's kind of misleading, having them mail to you, though.
You know what? Sometimes I like to get mail. Don't judge me.
Well, yeah, but then, you know.
Maxwell Maxwell, CITR Radio.
See, I hate having to compete with celebrities.
Office 233, 6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada. And you can find that address on the CITR, www.citr.ca. You can find the mailing address there. And, you know, just put whatever little filthy missive you would like to scrawl.
I do get these cards at some point, though, don't I?
Yeah, I'm going to read them to you on the air.
Okay.
You're going to have a pleasant little surprise. You know, because I like to feel good about myself, too. You know, I like strangers to say nice things about me. That's why I have a manhunt.net profile. I don't actually like meeting people off it, but sometimes I like, you know, complete strangers.
Making lewd comments.
Yeah, making lewd comments sometimes.
At me.
No, but like, not on Manhunt. You're not on Manhunt, are you?
I don't even know what that is.
Consider yourself lucky then. Okay. So Manhunt. You know, I've had a profile on there, and what I did was, you know, I had myself up there, and I would have a gentleman, you know, call, send me an email.
Oh, is this like
And he would be like, "You look like a fresh piece of meat. I'm going to make you squeal like a pig, boy."
Oh, and so it's like a matchup kind of thing?
It's like a really creepy matchup.
Oh, okay.
We're like all really depressing, scary, skanky people.
Is it like a
meet for like anonymous casual sex?
Is it okay? Yeah, right.
It's gentlemen only, ladies.
Oh yeah, okay.
Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Thank you. That's a nice, delicate way of putting it. I was struggling.
No, are you crazy? Girls wouldn't go near like 30 miles of that thing.
Well, no, probably not.
No,
I wouldn't know actually, but you would.
No. You know, I like, what is it? What I went on Gay Romeo for a little while. I tried Gay Romeo.
I don't know what
nice
that
people
is.
People do that.
I'm out of my element here.
You're out of your element. Whatever. I'm explaining this for the listeners. Manhunt is like where creepy people go to like find sex.
Have you ever actually properly hooked up with someone using it?
No. Ew, that's nasty.
Have you ever properly hooked up with someone on any sort of internet
magic? Not really, but like I've gone out for like coffee with them. You know, it's been nice. You go out for coffee.
Yeah, that works.
It's like, what do you like? I like the Talking Heads and Pancakes. My favorite album is Belle and Sebastian, if you're feeling sinister. I like long walks on the beach. I want to settle down and have babies. Let's get together for coffee.
Babies? That doesn't really work with your persuasion.
No, you go... This is how we do it. We go to another country and we steal babies like Madonna.
Right.
Take them. This season, babies from Cambodia are in.
What were they last season?
Last season, I believe it was Zaire.
Zaire,
yes. And Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent did a matching line of handbags.
For the Zairean children.
What do you call babies from Zaire?
Zaire. Maybe it's like an octopi kind of thing, like Zaire.
Well, I am so ignorant.
A double I or something? I don't know.
What do you think of my hat?
It's tacky. And I was asking about that sticker before. And I was wondering, is that like... Because I've seen people do that, and I'm not sure if that's like a trend or whether people
just
forget...
You keep the stickers and the price tags on.
That seems really
stupid. To show people that it's real. See, look. This, Would you describe to the listeners the hoodie I'm wearing?
It is the most hideous, disgusting thing I've ever seen. It's fucking... It's a camo-patterned hoodie. And it's... Instead of, like, you know, the normal forest or desert pattern. It's like purple and pink and sort of a dark blue. And I can't remember what's written on the chest because your positioning is kind of, what is it? Bape? Bape?
Yes.
Bape.
It's a bathing ape.
And it's got like fucking silver sequin kind of jewel things around the letters, and it looks tacky and disgusting, and I really wish I could burn it fucking right off your chest so that, you know, the universe can be rid of one more of these things. I don't know. I'm running out of steam here. You really? Say something.
I say something. Okay. What it is it's couture. It's bathing ape. And, of course, you know, a bathing ape is found only in Japan and in this Seoul, New York store. And I managed to get myself a piece of this fantastic, fabulous couture, which, of course, goes largely unappreciated. But when I wore this to the new De Young Museum.
To the
well,
what?
The new De Young Museum in San Francisco.
I don't know what.
It's
what?
A fine art museum.
Okay. I don't know why I wouldn't know that at all.
Okay, so there's basically like three big museums there. There's SF MoMA.
There's the MoMA, and I don't know what the others.
There's the Palace of the Legion of Honor, which is sort of more classical stuff, and then there's the De Young, which has a lot of Asian art.
Right.
Okay, so I went there, and I was hobnobbing with the society ladies. And the
hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing.
You dastardly. I don't know.
Yeah, we were doing coke in the bathroom. No, we were looking
as
at
all art connoisseurs do.
It was well, yeah, they do. It was a huge exhibit on teapots.
Okay,
it was modern art in the form of teapots, and while some of these teapots were a little bit heavy on the sort of first year university political statements, McDonald's is bad. Oil corporations are trying to take over the world. You know, conspicuous consumption is ruining our lives, dictating foreign policy, blah, blah, George Bush is the devil. You know, it's all things I agree with.
Yeah.
But it's just done so haphazardly.
Transparently.
You know, it's almost like ham acting.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, sure. Okay, anyway.
Okay, so we have these teapots and these, but some of the teapots are really cool. Like some of the, there's this one that's sort of in the shape of, it's like a metal teapot, that's emerging from a leather purse.
Okay.
And then when you look up close, you realize that it's all made out of ceramic. But it's, you know, completely flawed. It was really cool. And then there was one that was all these people fucking. And then there was one that was like a penis coming out of a vagina. And I don't know.
Stuff that would pique your interest.
Basically, you know, it sort of has to be radical and shocking. Here.
Anyway, yeah, I'm going to wear it backwards because I'm ghetto.
Ghetto. It's also very baggy. I like that.
Yes. Anyway,
I think
your story
you're
was...
You're stretching it out, I think.
Fine.
My story... Anyway, so my story was, you know, I was hobnobbing with all these fine society ladies, and one of them comes up to me and says, "I love your jacket, young man." And I said, "Thank you. It's Bathing Ape." Oh, and she says, "Oh, Bathing Ape. I've never heard of that. Is it like Vivian Westwood?" And so, you know, I was talking to her, and it was very fun, because Bathing Ape is mostly worn by, you know, rappers and stuff. Pharrell loves it. Pharrell actually has his own line out under Bathing Ape. It's called Ice Cream.
Okay.
Ice Cream. Ice Cream. I'm hungry for some ice cream.
There you go.
Okay, anyways, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. Fuck it.
We were talking about hats and
hats,
hoodies.
Hats, right,
and
yeah. Check it out. This is such a cool
hat. That's
right,
the sticker, because I was asking about that.
Yeah, so the sticker is basically like, you know, you want to show that it's real, that you paid a lot of money for it. You know, because it's mostly worn by people like in the hip-hop community or whatever.
I still say it looks
back in the Bay Area where
really
I'm from.
Stupid, but okay.
No, you know, it's like proving authenticity or whatever. What it is you are proving that you are successful enough to afford a real New Era hat.
What about, you know, being successful enough to want a style of hat that doesn't suck?
Oh, fuck you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whatever.
Yes.
All right, so I think
that should generate a few angry calls.
Yeah. So send in your Christmas birthday cards.
Birthday. Christmas already happened.
Birthday, whatever. All right, so another 5 minutes of fun.
Give them the address again. Why not?
Just go to www.citr.ca. You can find the address on the website. Scroll down. All right, so here is some Daft Punk versus Senator Larry Craig. And hey, big up to my main man, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Sexual Chocolate Number One, for winning the Democratic caucus in Iowa. And that was hot. He beat Hillary. So hopefully Barack will be our nation's next president, because let me tell you, that is a fine man. Barack Obama is sexy. I completely agree with the Obama girl. So, yeah, stay tuned. Next week, 9 p.m., Sunday, Mondo Trash Show, yeah, that's me, Maxwell Maxwell. You can go to MaxwellMaxwell.com for more information starting tomorrow.
You're a naughty boy.
And as always,
bad boy.
Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
A naughty boy.
And check out CITR.ca for podcasts and shit like that. All right, peace out, Vancouver.